Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem in the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude and insult you and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you've received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. We all know and see Jesus as loving and compassionate, as one who simply desires to hold us close. And all of that is absolutely true. But there's another trait of Jesus that we don't hear about very often, but that is equally true. Jesus was a tough guy. In fact, may have been one of the toughest to ever exist. Because he based absolutely everything he did on standing in front of people against the crowd, against the angry, against the oppression that happens in the world. We see it in his way of standing up for the foreigner. He holds up the Samaritan as an example of goodness and mercy. He holds up the Syrophoenician woman who came to find healing for her daughter when all the other people looked at her with disdain. He allowed her faith to be an example to all of us. He stood in front of the woman caught in adultery and wouldn't let anyone put her to death, and did so with an argument they couldn't refute. He stands in front of us, between us and our sinfulness, to offer us healing and life. And he was willing to go to the cross for the truth of God's love, to suffer horribly so that we might live. So he was definitely a tough guy. And you can see it in this gospel. Because the words he said and the lesson he taught, while being extremely comforting to us when we are at points of suffering in our lives, when we are struggling, when we feel abandoned, these words bring comfort. But they're also words to the comfortable for the need to be merciful. And those who heard, "Woe to you," would have found these words incredibly threatening. And in fact, would have been part of that whole construct that led to the cross. Because he was challenging the powerful of the time, and they would have been threatened by it. He didn't care. He did it anyway. Now, here's where the difficult part comes for all of us in this story. He expects us all to be tough people. He expects us all, if we truly say we are his followers, we're his disciples, to do the same thing, to stand for any group that is being oppressed and is suffering, to stand between them and the rest of the world. We already know the church's stance on being pro-life, but I think sometimes we get to a point in time where we think being pro-life is simply being against abortion. It couldn't be farther from the truth. To be pro-life means that we do absolutely everything possible to support and sustain and to love life, even at times where the rest of the world doesn't care. Being a disciple means we stand in solidarity with the poor, even though others tend to blame the poor as being lazy, it's their own fault. As a disciple, we say, you're wrong, and we stand with them. We stand with the foreigner, the immigrant. We don't let them be the scapegoat for the world's problems, but instead we welcome them with arms of love and of compassion, even though that can come with a cost. We need to be tough people. But just like Jesus, we need to be gentle and compassionate. But we need to be tough. Now, I told you the hard part. Now I'm going to tell you the easy part. When we do that, we're not on our own. He's already part of who we are. He gives us word and sacrament and each other to make that all possible, to allow us to do the things that require toughness and fortitude. Our faith isn't easy. It's only easy when we stop with belief and don't move it into action. But true discipleship requires both.